mass of reneging on the deal. They were supposed to have met already this morning. The Security Cabinet should have ratified the deal, but that hasn't happened, raising questions about what happens next. For their part, Hamas is saying the deal is still on.
Overnight, there were more Israeli airstrikes in Gaza. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says more than 70 people were killed. With the inauguration set for Monday, President-elect Trump's cabinet nominees appear headed for confirmation. President Biden delivered his farewell address to the nation last night, capping off his 50 years in public service. This is ABC News. Time running out for the social media app TikTok as they begin to prepare for Sunday's nationwide ban from the United States government. ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
A law passed by Congress last year requires TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, to find a buyer not controlled by a foreign adversary. But with no sale apparently imminent, Reuters reports TikTok is preparing to shut down U.S. operations, saying users attempting to open the app will see a pop-up message directing them to a website with information about the ban.
President-elect Trump is reportedly considering an executive order that would give TikTok's owner up to 90 more days to find a buyer. Norovirus levels are hitting record highs with the most confirmed cases in 6 years. Nearly 30% of the tests conducted for the virus are coming back positive. That is double the peak in recent years. Health experts are recommending rigorous and frequent hand washing to reduce the spread. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Monday, January 20th, from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Minocqua Public Library, it's Tot Time. This will be taking place in the library's program room and will feature activity stations, which will include dramatic play, large motor, free art, sensory, and a baby zone. Each zone will have a corresponding read, write, sing, play, or talk prompt as well. They invite you to come play with them. Once again, this is happening Monday, January 20th, beginning at 10 a.m. over at the Minocqua Public Library on 415 Menominee Street in Minocqua. Wisconsin's iconic restaurant, Culver's, has announced just how much they raised for their fundraising. Brittany Merlot has more.
Culver's announced yesterday that its fundraising efforts for the Abundant Life Christian School following the deadly shooting in December totaled to $165,000. 80 locations participated in the fundraiser and are donating a portion of their January 6th sales to benefit families impacted by the shooting. The funds will go directly from the restaurants to the United Way of Dane County's Abundant Life Christian School Emergency and Recovery Fund.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Alvin W. Radlinger, Jr., age 77, of Park Falls, died on Monday, January 13th, at his home with his cousin Joseph Rathsack by his side. He is survived by his aunt Carol Radlinger of Michigan, and many cousins and other relatives and friends. Memorial service will be held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel in Park Falls on Friday, January 17th at 11 a.m. Deacon Chet Ball will officiate. Military honors under the auspices of the Park Falls American Legion Post 184. Visitation will be held at the funeral home on Friday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Alvin W. Radlinger, Jr., age 77, of Park Falls. Dwayne Buzz Mark Linsmeyer, age 64, of Butternut, died on Sunday, January 12th, at his home with his family by his side. He is survived by his three children, Jacob Linsmeyer, Tyler McEwen, and Adrian Eden, by his life partner, Patty, also survived by seven grandchildren, by eight siblings, James, Jean, Diane Miller, Kathy Gustafson, Michael, Ronald, Patty Gilhausen, and Donna Week. A memorial service will be held on Saturday, January 25th at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Butternut. Reverend John Dietz will officiate. Visitation held at the church on Saturday, January 25th from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Dwayne Buzz Mark Linsmeyer, age 64, of Butternut. Sandra Lee Fields, age 75, of Butternut, passed away unexpectedly, yet peacefully, at her home on Monday, January 13th. She is survived by her daughters, Jennifer Akey of McHenry, Illinois, Kelly Minima of Park Falls, and by Sarah Rose of Weston. Further survived by her grandchildren, by her brother John Childs of Butternut, by her sister Susan Hartler of Butternut, and by nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Visitation to be held at St. Anthony's Catholic Church on Monday, January 20th, from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Funeral services follow at 11 a.m. with Deacon Chet Ball officiating. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Sandra Lee Fields, age 75, of Butternut. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Bucks beat the Magic again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with another win over the Orlando Magic, 122-93 at Fiserv Forum. The Bucks moving up to fourth place in the Eastern Conference, surpassing Orlando. They're coached by Jamal Mosley, born in Milwaukee, later got his start in the NBA with the Bucks under George Karl. How important is a win over a team they could face in the playoffs? Brook Lopez.
It's obviously very important. You know, I think we've won games a few different ways against them, but Coach Mosley has done a fantastic job with them. They never quit. They never say die. They play a full 48 minutes every night. They play as hard as they can.
NFL, Matt LaFleur in meetings this week with his coaching staff, reviewing what went wrong for the team down the stretch. Could Jordan Love improve?
Do I think he can play better? Absolutely. Do I think I can help him out and be better? Absolutely. Do I think we can play better around him? Absolutely. I just think it's too much to put it on one person.
That's the Packers' Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Oh, we've got a rare triple header of high school sports on the air for you tonight. Girls basketball will feature Riblake at Shawamigan. That game can be heard on 103.1 FM. You can listen to that on the radio or through the Civic Media app on your phone. And then we got a double header right here on 98Q. Phillips is at Prentice. The boys will play at 5:30. The girls will follow at 7:15. Jeff Haken in the call. Phillips at Prentice, boys and girls, doubleheader tonight, right here, of course, on 98Q, your sports, brought to you by Wolf Farms.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shannon Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Mostly cloudy and kind of windy this morning. We'll see more sunshine and the wind will die down this afternoon. Our high today in the upper 20s. Tonight, 19. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, 35. And then hang on because it's going to get really cold by later this weekend into the first half of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
98Q Country.
It's my birthday recently. For my birthday, I got a humidifier and a dehumidifier. Put them in the same room, let them fight it out. Then I filled my humidifier with wax. Now my room's all shiny. I went to a museum where they had all the heads and arms from the statues that are in all the other museums. I had trouble going home from there because I had parked my car on a tow-away zone. When I came back, the entire area was gone. So I walked home. Everywhere is walking distance if you have the time. They should iron this. I used to work for the factory where they make hydrants, but you couldn't park anywhere near the place.
Sometimes you need something to, you know, to wake you up in the morning. It's a good one.
98Q Country.
Lived down a dirt road. He made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, "Can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I wanna treat her right." He said, "I got what you need, son," as we stepped down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, "There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time." He was sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You stood over there close as me drove down to the lake road. Watched the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, "Now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight." Oh, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. You're still with me and we've made some men. After all these years, there's one thing I found. Some say good love, well, it's like a fine wine. It keeps getting better as the days go by. Oh, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom.
A t-shirt said Virginia is for lovers. Had a Bible in his left hand and a bottle in the other. He said all you're really given is the sunshine in your name. We both started laughing when the sky started to rain. Get along down the road, we got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try. Get along while we can. Always give love the upper hand. Paint a wall, learn to dance. Call your mom, buy a boat. Drink a beer, sing a song. Make a friend, can't
we all get along. Saw a model on a billboard, 1-800-GET-TO-KNOW-ME. Wondered was she photoshopped or were her eyes really that lonely? Did she leave her hometown thinking she'd end up in L.A.? Did she break down in the desert and get stuck beside the highway? Get along, on down the road, we got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die, we ain't perfect but we try. Get along while we can, always give love the upper hand. Paint a wall, learn to dance, call your mom, buy a boat, drink a beer, sing a song, make a friend, can't we all get along? To heaven can't be bought. We still don't know what love is, but we sure know what it's not. Sometimes you got to get along, along down the road. We got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die, we ain't perfect but we try. Get along while we can, always give love the upper hand. Paint a wall, learn to dance, call your mom, buy a boat, sing a song, make a friend, can't we all get along?
Shiny little Beamer with the rag top down, sitting in the drive, but she wouldn't get out. The dogs were all barking and wagging around, and I just laughed and said, you all get in. She had on a new dress and she curled her hair. She was looking too good not to go somewhere. Said, what you wanna do, baby, I don't care. We can go to the show, we can stay right here, and I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go faster, down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. Fired up and I can show you around. Sit up on the hill and watch the sun go down. When the fireflies are dancing and the moon comes out, we can turn on the lights and head back to the house. Or we can take another ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go faster, down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. And just let me dust off the seat. I'll put your pretty little arms around me. Big green tractor.
feel energized without the caffeine.
It's the best start to my day.
98Q Country.
Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt road beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing them old songs. Truck circled up around a farm fire. Keeping that dirt on their car hard. Yeah, heading down to the bank to cash that work hard. To the ones pushing that needle in the red in a diesel, they my kind of people underneath them stars down in Georgia. Yeah, I got one for ya. Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt road beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing.
Life's a dance, you learn as you go.
Well, John Michael Montgomery, Joel here in the morning show. Good to have you along here. 98Q Country. It is a Thursday. It is the 16th of January, and we're in the year 2025. Hopefully none of those things I said are a surprise to you. We're well, we're aware, and we're bracing ourselves for a 2 or 3 day stretch. It's going to be pretty cold here coming up. But today, tomorrow, breezy but warm. Close to 30 today, mid-30s tomorrow. That west to northwest wind, though, at 10 to 20 is going to make it feel a little bit cooler. And then probably high temps, 9 or 10 on Saturday. I'm kind of taking a look at, I know the Big Fishery, of course, is on Saturday. And sometimes you got to be careful when you take a look at some of the high temps. Sometimes those high temps don't necessarily happen in the traditional middle of the day like we're used to in summertime and stuff like that. But if you're headed out, and we'll talk more about the Butternut Schnur Lake Ice Fishery coming up at 9 o'clock this morning with folks involved with that. But right now, Saturday is calling for a cloudy sky and then partly cloudy. Should see a little bit of sun in the afternoon, hopefully on Saturday. With, again, temperatures, manageable, about 10 or so for the high. And that wind will be northwest at 10 to 15, so moving a little bit. So it'll be plenty cool out there, but, yeah, it's better than 40 in slush, right, for an ice fishing tournament. But we'll get that thing going before the deep freeze sets in. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, we could go probably a 72-hour stretch at least of not getting above zero. Could have a high temp on Monday of 8 or 10 below for the high temp. Yeah, high school sports triple header tonight. We're looking forward to bringing you a little hometown radio. Rib Lake girls will be at Shawamigan tonight over on 103.1. 6:30 the call with Steve Jetlin tonight. And then right here we got a double header. Rib Lake, Phillips will be at Prentice. Boys first, girls second, double header 5:30 and 7:15 with Jeff Haken tonight. I was looking at someone I had talked to amidst my reffing and stuff like that I do for some of the basketball levels. I was talking with someone about a little bit of different look for Division Five this year, and we're finally, I don't know if we're seeing some of the effects possibly of the new WIAA rules, where if you dominate at a division for so long, they move you up to another division, trying to get some of the private schools to have to move up into larger divisions if they're knocking everybody out at their own division. This may be a slight product of that, but this year's Division Five basketball for boys and girls has a much different look to it. Traditionally, you always had the old Indian Head teams that were always kind of bunched together up here in the north. That's not so much anymore. Taking a look at the Division 5 sectional, and you've got teams like Prentice and Rib Lake that are coming up north now, and Thorpe also will be a part of a regional that that includes Winter, Mercer, Mellon. That'll be fun. Mellon's got a good team this year. Lake Holcomb, Gilman, Flambeau, Drummond, Butternut, Cornell, Bruce, Bayfield, Athens. But you've got some teams, Prentice, Rib Lake, that play in the tough Merriwood, of course, against some larger schools, and going to be clashing heads with some teams from the farther north that traditionally wouldn't be in their regional. So that's going to provide an opportunity for a school from all those schools that I mentioned. Athens, Bayfield, Bruce, Butternut, Cornell, Drummond, Flambeau, Gilman, Lake Holcomb, Mellon, Mercer, Owen Withy, Prentice, Rib Lake, both very strong, Thorpe, Winter. Someone's going to come out of that whole thing, and be in a sectional final. So that's going to be fun. It's going to be fun this year. A little different twist and look as teams, again, every year we usually have teams move a little bit because of enrollment, but now with the rules in WIAA, some teams moving up and some may be sliding down. I think more moving up than down with the WIAA rules, so some fun stuff there. What else do we have going on here? We're kind of struggling here to get things moving here this morning. I wanted to let you know about, I've mentioned this a few months back on the morning show, but so many people I talk to don't realize this. Raise your hand if you're a thrifty. Are you a thrifty person? Do you like to go to the thrift stores? I think most people do, right? Even guys, even if you're not a shopper, guys, going to the thrift store is kind of fun because you can, let the other half go there, and then you can go check out the man stuff or whatever you want to do there. But I enjoy thrift stores. My wife can spend a lot more time in a thrift store than I can spend in a thrift store. But we've been going to one, probably been there a handful of times in the last year. The Nativity Thrift Shop over in Rhinelander. Have you been there? It's right at the Hodag grounds. And those of you who have been to Hodag probably know there's a school right there. And the Nativity, Rhinelander, the Nativity Church has a thrift store inside there. And it's basically an old middle school. And it's kind of cool because the middle school is kind of still intact. You sense that it's a school, and even some of the, I think some of the chalkboard, there's stuff in there that they just kind of left. But there's a lot of stuff in there, and it's very well organized. It's my wife's primo favorite thrift store. And I can tell you right now, I'm not bragging. I'm just saying, if my wife says that this is a good thrift store, there's two qualifications for my wife to be a good thrift store. Number one, you better not be overpriced, all right? She'll walk out and never come back. It's just the way she is. Here's how thrifty my wife is, all right? We drive by a McDonald's somewhere, and traditionally ice cream cones in Park Falls are what, 69 cents? We drive by a McDonald's in another town, and the ice cream cone is 99 cents instead of 69 cents, she will say, I'll forget it, I'm good. 30 cents. I reach down like between the seats and I pull out a quarter and a nickel and I'm just like, here, please have that ice cream cone. But that's just the way my wife is. She's very thrifty and she's good at it. And I appreciate that. So number one is price. And number two is you got to have a little something. You got to have a little bit of a selection. Doesn't have to be a lot. If the price is good, my wife will go back. And this Nativity thrift shop over in Rhinelander has both. If you haven't been there, it's well worth the trip. And they're only open Wednesday and Saturday. They have a Facebook page, Nativity Thrift Shop, Pine Lake location. If you just put in Rhinelander Nativity Thrift Shop, you'll get to their Facebook page. But it's a cool place. It's all volunteers, very well organized. Oh my, it's a very well organized store. And there's a lot of good thrift shops around the area, but I just wanted to point you to that one. If your ventures take you over to the Rhinelander area, they're only open Wednesday and Saturday. That's it. But it's a couple hours. If you're a thrifty person, it's a couple hours. There's that much stuff in there. And it goes to a good cause to that church. So it's kind of cool. I wanted to make you aware of that. If you didn't hear me spiel about that several months back. And by the way, I pointed this out to my wife at the thrift store. We walk into this room and there's a lot of clothes. It's called the boutique. So I told my wife, I said, is there guys clothing in here? And she said, yeah, that row over by the wall there. A very small part. And as I'm wandering around, I look at my wife, I said, how come there's never as many guy clothes as there are women's clothes at the thrift stores? And I kind of knew what the answer was going to be, but I wanted to hear it from my wife, a woman. And she said, well, guys typically just wear their clothes into the ground. They're not trading it in too much, typically. You know, sometimes you get estates that'll donate clothes and stuff like that. But typically, and I found out this with my dad when he passed away, typically guy clothing will pass down more than women's clothing, right? I mean, guys, jeans, boots, all that stuff. If anybody out there has a parent, a dad who has passed away, you will probably know what I'm talking about. You know, I feel kind of honored to, you know, maybe wear a pair of boots that my dad had, reminds me of them, stuff like that. There's a lot of stuff that's passed down, and guys will just drive clothes and boots just into the ground. It'll be fine. It's got a hole in the back. I'll keep wearing. And they'll just drive it to the point where when you're finally done with it, there's no donating it anywhere. But women's clothing is different, of course. That's why there's always a lot of women's clothing at the thrift stores. And the guys' stuff, there's just like one roll of like seven pairs of jeans, three of them, which probably shouldn't even be there. Probably shouldn't be. But with that said, I did buy two things actually. From the limited selection of the guy's stuff. They were really worn out and horrible, but I bought them anyway. I kind of felt obligated. So you might want to check. Thrifting's fun, isn't it? I've always said that I think we could stop making clothing for probably 2 years in this country, and we could just survive on all the stuff that's in the thrift stores. All the stuff. There's so much there. Buying new clothes seems kind of silly. It seems a little bit silly. There's a lot of stuff out there in the thrift stores. It takes a little bit more work to go find it, but it's there. It's there, and it's a lot cheaper. Let's get to news and sports. Let's get you updated, and we'll come back. We'll talk a little Shawamigan schools with District Administrator Kyle Cronin next.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Fear as some are afraid the Israel-Hamas ceasefire deal will fall through. ABC's Ian Pannell in Israel with more on what Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is hinting may be a snag.
Concerns now, certainly here in hostage squares where the families of those taken back in October 7th, 2023 gather that perhaps this deal isn't as done as everyone thought. The Netanyahu government is accusing Hamas of reneging on the deal. They were supposed to have met already this morning. The Security Cabinet should have ratified the deal, but that hasn't happened, raising questions about what happens next. For their part, Hamas is saying the deal is still on.
Overnight, there were more Israeli airstrikes in Gaza. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says more than 70 people were killed. With the inauguration set for Monday, President-elect Trump's cabinet nominees appear headed for confirmation. President Biden delivered his farewell address to the nation last night, capping off his 50 years in public service. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. January 18th, the 4-H Leaders Association in Merrill presents their 4-H Winterfest celebration. This will be taking place at the Northwoods Veterans Post in Merrill and will feature music, dancing, games, treats, a dessert auction, raffle baskets, and light snacks provided with soda and food for purchase. This will be taking place from 6 to 8 p.m. with free entry. They invite you to have some fun and support the 4-H. Once again, this is happening this Saturday, January 18th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., over at 601 Johnson Street in Merrill. With long winters in Wisconsin, it's not uncommon to hibernate and feel down. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains how winter affects us.
The skies are gray and the nights are long and the temperatures are cold. The American Psychiatric Association says that about 5% of Americans experience a form of depression known as seasonal affective disorder, called SAD. People with SAD tend to have feelings of hopelessness and decreased motivation to take part in activities that they usually enjoy. Even those who don't technically meet the threshold for this disorder may see spikes in anxiety and depressive symptoms. In fact, some scientists suggest that more than 40% of Americans have these SAD symptoms to some degree in the winter. Just like some animals in a state of dormancy to survive the harsh winters, there are similarities with us. SAD may have its roots in its ways we've adapted to save energy at a time of year when food was scarce. Then, toss lower temperatures on top of that, asking for greater energetic demands on our bodies in order to stay warm. We typically gain weight, too. Research says that diets are their worst in the cold months, where we generally slap on an additional 1 to 3 pounds. Which sounds just like animals saving up food to store fat for hibernation, doesn't it? And our bodies also slow down. We tend to stay inside more and do less, which leaves hardly any exposure to sunlight, bringing our bodies lower levels of serotonin, which that plays a key role in our moods. So take that walk outside on sunny days. Or experts say to invest in light therapy. Using a serotonin bulb is believed to regulate feelings of happiness and anxiety.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brumay.
And we'll check out the sports in just a moment. We'll talk all things Shawamigan schools. Kyle Cronin, our district administrator, is with us. Morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Joel.
We are bracing ourselves for some cold weather. Well-planned in-service day on Monday, by the way. Hats off to the schedulers on that.
Yeah, for everybody, for the kids looking for the cold weather day coming up, that's not going to be on Monday. They have an in-service day. They get to sleep in anyways.
Well, you can announce it right now. There's no school on Monday, right?
There is no school for the students on Monday.
All right, that's good timing. All right, lots of stuff going on. Busy, busy time of the year.
Oh, my gosh.
Always.
Very busy. Let's start over at Shawamigan High School. Our Leo Club, Lions, student organization. They're hosting their next Learn to Connect on January 30th. So looking forward to that. The end of the quarter comes up on Friday. That's why we do have the in-service day on Monday. So the 17th is the end of our quarter. We've got honors band students heading out on Friday and Saturday down to Whitewater. We have a practice ACT coming up next week on the 22nd. We also next week have musical auditions in the auditorium for anybody who, any of our students who want to express themselves musically in the musical.
Oh, you said for a second, you said anybody. I thought, and, stop it.
Our students. Our
okay, students. Okay, good. All right.
No, you can't go down, Joel. And
I could, but they kicked me out. Yeah.
We would.
He would.
So several things coming up in the next couple of weeks. FBA regionals on the horizon in February, and we have a blood drive in February. Folks, mark your calendars down February 11th, blood drive in the high school library from 12 to 4 p.m.
All right.
So just a few things there at Schwamigan High School, at Schwamigan Middle School. We do have basketball open gyms on Wednesday nights in January and February after school from 3 to 5:25. Schwamigan Middle School is also wrapping up their quarter this Friday and starting the second semester next Tuesday. So they also don't have school. None of our students have school, Joel.
All right.
We do have some middle school students heading down to Honors Band this weekend as well, down in Whitewater. Our girls volleyball at Schwamigan Middle School is going to take on Butternut on Monday the 20th, possibly. We'll see. The weather might get in the way. We're not sure yet. And that's supposed to be at 5:45. Then on Tuesday the 21st, taking on Drummond at 5 p.m. We have our spelling bee coming up on the 22nd at 9 a.m. And forensics level one meet on the 23rd in Ashland at 3 p.m. So several things going on at the middle school. Park Falls Elementary School. I think I'd mentioned the skating rink is open.
Yeah.
We've had some indoor recess recently, so I would suspect today they might be able to get out there, and maybe tomorrow.
Should be a good day to be out there.
Do some skating. It is also this month, the character trait is kindness. So teachers are highlighting kindness in their classrooms. Final items, Joel. We've got girls basketball versus Rib Lake at 6:30 p.m. this evening. Wrestling is at Marathon. We've got boys varsity basketball at Rib Lake tomorrow and girls at Shell Lake on Saturday. Wrestling is at Ladysmith on Saturday and hockey at Mosinee on Tuesday the 21st. Wrestling at Stratford on the 21st. Girls basketball at Phillips on the 21st. And the boys are home versus Hurley on the 21st. So a few things going on in athletics. Thanks for the time, Joel.
Lots of action. CSDK12.net, all the info on there. Thank you, Kyle. Appreciate it. Kyle Cronin, he's our district administrator for the Schwamigan Schools. Updates us every Thursday morning right around this time, about 7:40, on what's going on here all around our school district here for Schwamigan. Let's get a quick sports update now.
The Bucks beat the Magic again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with another win over the Orlando Magic, 122-93 at Fiserv Forum. The Bucks moving up to fourth place in the Eastern Conference, surpassing Orlando. They're coached by Jamal Mosley, born in Milwaukee, later got his start in the NBA with the Bucks under George Karl. How important is a win over a team they could face in the playoffs? Brooke Lopez.
It's obviously very important. You know, I think we've won games a few different ways against them, but Coach Mosley has done a fantastic job with them. They never quit. They never say die. They play a full 48 minutes every night. They play as hard as they can.
NFL, Matt LaFleur in meetings this week with his coaching staff, reviewing what went wrong for the team down the stretch. Could Jordan Love improve?
Do I think he can play better? Absolutely. Do I think I can help him out and be better? Absolutely. Do I think we can play better around him? Absolutely. I just think it's too much to put it on one person.
That's the Packers' Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Absolutely, he says. Today we got triple header of high school sports on the air. Rib Lake at Schwamigan girls tonight, 6:30 will be the tap. Steve Gentlin will bring you the call of that game over on our sister station on Trail Mix 103.1. And then right here, Phillips at Prentice boys hoops tonight, 5:30, followed by Phillips Apprentice Girls Doubleheader with Jeff Haken at 5:30 and 7:15, and that is tonight. And the Shawamigan wrestling team will be wrestling down in Marathon. Good luck to them today.
Bader Sports Center is celebrating Phillips Winterfest January 24th to the 26th with special pricing on select merchandise. Save 20% on all in-stock Nebo products and regular price Stormy Cromer merchandise. Save 15% on hand-carved bears. Get special savings on select styles of lacrosse boots and up to $500 off remaining inventory of Banks hunting blinds. Sign up for the in-store drawing January 16th through the 25th. One lucky winner will receive a 20-inch bear with a sign along with a $100 gift card. Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Get the free Civic Media app and text us your birthdays, anniversaries, and requests. Download the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. Sponsored by Wheelway Autos in Fifield, where you'll find premium used cars and high-quality service work. WheelwayAutos.com.
Hey, Park Falls, Fifield, and Butternut, stay warm and cozy. Lena's Northern Pines now delivers pizzas from 4 to 8 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. 715-208-2795.
Get ready for the premier ice fishing derby of the Northwoods. The Butternut Schnorr Lake Association Annual Fishery is January 18th at Bobbers on the Lake, Lakeview Drive in Butternut, Wisconsin. Competing four divisions, walleye, crappie, northern, and perch from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. $10 fishery tickets must be purchased in advance at the Butternut Feed Store, St. Clair Rod, Bobbers on the Lake, or Lena's Northern Pines Resort. Cash prizes, trophies, and free fishing for kids 12 and under. Don't miss raffles, prizes, and a gift card drawing at 5:30.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy and kind of windy this morning. We'll see more sunshine and the wind will die down this afternoon. Our high today in the upper 20s. Tonight, 19. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, 35. And then hang on because it's going to get really cold by later this weekend into the first half of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
98 Q Country.
I'd lose my way, yeah, I'd lose my mind if I faced one day on my own. I knew I was saved the night that she gave this drifter's heart a home. Every night I should be on my knees, Lord knows how lucky I am. I'll never say near enough, thank God for this woman, amen. This world has a way of shaking your faith. I've been broken again and again, but I need all the cracks in my shattered heart, 'cause that's where her love gets in. Every night I should be on my knees, Lord knows how lucky I am. I'll never say near enough, thank God for this woman, amen. She gives me faith, she gives me grace, she gives me hope, she gives me strength, she gives me love, love without end. Thank God for this woman, amen. Thanks for the moon and the stars up above, forgiveness of sin and your undying love. Every twist, every turn for the way you make sure all my roads led to her. So tonight I will fall down on my knees, 'cause Lord knows how lucky I am. I'm gonna shout at the top of my lungs, thank God for this woman. She gives me love, love without.
stars are here tonight.
Big. Hey, everybody, this is Parker McCollum.
Hey, y'all, this is Drew Baldridge.
Hey, y'all, it's Luke Combs.
98Q Country.
He wondered how she'd take it when he said goodbye. Thought she might do some crying, lose some sleep at night. But he had no idea when he hit the road that without him in her life she'd let herself go, let herself go on a singles cruise to Vegas once, then to Honolulu. Let herself go to New York City a week at the spa, came back knocked out pretty. When he said he didn't love her no more, she let herself go. Poured her heart and soul into their three-bedroom ranch. Spent her days raising babies, ironing his pants. Came home one day from the grocery store and found his note. And without him there to stop her, she let herself go, let herself go on her first blind date. Had the time of her life with some friends at the lake. Let herself go, buy a brand new car, drove down to the beach he always said was too far. Sand sure felt good between her toes. She let herself go on a singles cruise to Vegas once, then to Honolulu. Let herself go to New York City a week at the spa, came back knocked out pretty. When he said he didn't love her no more, she let herself go. To Vegas once, Honolulu. Came back knocked out pretty.
We love a little George Strait in the morning. George Strait, 98Q Country. Got a note here. Fred, thank you for the text. Bonnie's Diner going to be closed today down there. They're not going to be open in Phillips. Just want to let you know in case you're headed there. See, there's a story this morning. Red dye number 3 has officially been banned in food. And what does that mean to you and I? And why has it been banned? Well, the FDA said that they banned this red dye 3 as a matter of law after studies had showed that the bright red dye had caused cancer in lab rats. The decision, according to the agency, was rooted from the Delaney Clause, which has required the FDA to ban any food that they deemed to have to be causing cancer. So that's going to be out. Red dye number 3 is in things like, well, it brightly colors a lot of food like candy, cakes, cupcakes, cookies, frozen desserts. I think it's even in some sodas. I've seen it in there, frosting, icings. So I'm not sure. I was kind of looking to see if we'll even notice it. We probably won't even notice it. I'm sure there's a preservative in there too that is probably a factor on why they use that. But red dye number 3, you're out on your ears. You're out. You're done. By the story of the California wildfires, the story is still there. I see that the networks like CNN and Fox, the ratings must not be real good because they moved on now to other stuff. but the fires are still burning out there. They're starting to get a little bit of a grasp, but not much. I saw this morning where 2,000, just to give you an idea, 2,300 buildings and homes have been destroyed by this fire. That's just homes, buildings. Just absolutely incredible what this fire is doing. And it's not done yet. It's harder to follow the story now because the major networks have moved on now to politics and other things, because they must have shown that people were just kind of getting tired of seeing California burn. That's just the way news cycles work. So that battle continues out there for the folks out in California. We have we're going to talk a little Schnur Lake, a little Butternut Schnur Lake. Their association, their ice, their fishery is coming up on Saturday, and we're going to talk, get you all informed on that. We'll do that at 9 o'clock here this morning. Greg Gunderson is going to be broadcasting live out at Wheelway today. This is a good time before this cold snap hits. You got today, tomorrow, nice warm days to get on in there and get a better vehicle. Local folks right here in Fifield at Wheelway, they've got your next car. Check out the selection at wheelwayautos.com. Take a little drive through the lot there. And people every single day I see are upgrading and getting a good car, many with low miles. And you'll be surprised at the monthly payments. And we'll get Gray out there this afternoon live from Wheelway in Fifield. He'll be broadcasting there from 1 until 4.
Keep warm this winter with help from Bader Sports Center. Starting with their large selection of lacrosse boots and continuing with Big Bill and Johnson Mills wool clothing. For your head, it's gotta be a Stormy Cromer. Hats and merchandise in styles for the whole family. Whatever activity gets you out in the Wisconsin winter, Bader's has the apparel you need to keep warm and comfortable. Find Bader Sports Center on Facebook or online at BaderSportsCenter.com or next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips. Attention travelers and ice fishing fans. County Line Express Station on Highway 70 between Fifield and Minocqua is your one-stop shop this winter. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. They are the only gas station on this stretch. Ice fishing gear, they've got you covered. Check out the Vexilar FLX 30 Gens Pack, perfect for pros, and the compact, powerful Vexilar Scout 800 Fish Finder. Plus, live bait, St. Croix rods, winter gear, firewood, propane, snacks, premium fuel, and more. County Line Station, your ice fishing headquarters this winter.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says a last-minute snag with Hamas is holding up the ceasefire deal agreed upon this week. He accuses Hamas of reneging on it. ABC's Ian Padlin, Tel Aviv, says when it does go through.
The deal in three phases. The first set to begin this Sunday, lasting 42 days and including the release of 33 hostages, starting with women, children and the elderly. It's expected to include two of the seven Americans captured and believed to still be alive. In exchange for the hostages, hundreds of Palestinian prisoners will also be freed. Israeli forces will pull back and more desperately needed aid will flow into Gaza.
The clock continues ticking for TikTok, the popular app, on the cusp of being banned in the U.S. over national security concerns. President Biden delivering his final address to the nation last night from the Oval Office. President-elect Donald Trump to be inaugurated for the second time on Monday. Most of his cabinet picks appear headed for confirmation. This is ABC News. Cancer deaths continue trending downward, but there are some troubling trends, as ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
In its annual report, the American Cancer Society says for the first time, cancer diagnoses in women ages 50 to 64 have surpassed men. There's a persistent trend of diagnosis increasing for certain cancers in younger adults, and they don't know why. The disparities of Native American and Black patients more likely to die of common cancers than white patients also continue.
A Southwest Airlines pilot is out on bond after he was arrested and charged with DUI. Police arrested David Alsop at Savannah Hilton Head International Airport while he was in the cockpit minutes before he was scheduled for a flight for Chicago. Robert Newmarch was a passenger on that flight.
If